Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. The threats of more attacks in Nigeria proved true this month, and the trend line is grim. Then amid U.S. immigration controversies, a new podcast speaks the hope of Christ. We'll explain what we mean in just a few moments. First, Nigerians now face a wildfire of persecution. As Islamist attacks on Christians go unpunished, this fuels their growth. The future for local Christians is grim, and if nothing is done, there will be more tragedy. Greg Musselman from the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says.
And the sad part about this is that the security forces don't seem to have either the will, the manpower, the know-how, whatever it is, to be able to stop these attacks.
More than six extremist ideology groups, despite their differences, are joining forces and recruiting even more fighters.
And so these Islamic groups feel that they can just attack the Christians and not much is going to happen to them.
The geography of attacks is also shifting, spreading from the north into southern Nigeria. This forces many to flee their homes, but even after relocating, some are still being pursued, as seen in the recent attacks in Benue and Plateau states.
You've got families already that are grieving. They've lost their loved ones. And now to know that there's really no safe place to go, and these militias are determined to rid these areas of Christians.
The despair is real, but it's also stirring a response from the church, both locally and internationally. So pray that Nigeria's believers will have the freedom to follow Christ in their own homeland. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Next, Lebanon hovers on the precipice of change. During his visit last week, U.S. Envoy Thomas Barrack acknowledged some progress on disarming Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, but said much more work lies ahead. A shaky ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon hangs in the balance. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
this agreement of ceasefire was signed by the Lebanese government, by the Israeli government, and sponsored by the U.S. government. Now, Hezbollah is the main player in this agreement, but it's not Hezbollah who signed it.
Under the agreement, Israel will withdraw its troops from southern Lebanon, and the U.S. will support rebuilding efforts once Hezbollah surrenders its weapons.
When will this happen? We pray very soon, because this nation of Lebanon, for it to flourish, we need to have the Lebanese army, the only armed forces, and the Lebanese government being the only government in charge.
Lebanon continues to face deep crisis. Amid the turmoil, Heart for Lebanon is bringing hope through Jesus.
Everybody's giving up on the situation in Lebanon, but not the church. That's our opportunity again to show his love in meaningful and tangible ways.
Finally, say the word immigration in the United States today, and you're sure to stir up an opinion. But policies aside, there are heart-level eternal issues at stake. The surge of detentions, deportations, and policy changes in 2025 has stirred up a lot of fear among immigrants.
You can see at that time the uncertainty that the people have in their faces, in their expression, and the reality that they feel hopeless.
Hey Alertiz with Transworld Radio is the producer of a new podcast at TWR's Spanish language counterpart. Through honest conversations, Esperanza en el Camino, or Hope in the Journey, points listeners to the hope of Christ. And that is where everything changes.
When you understand that nothing that this world can offer can compare to what Jesus Christ offered for you, man, that's the very difference.
Being an immigrant is an experience not everyone has, but spiritually speaking, every Christian can relate.
Automatically, you are a believer, you are not part of this world, and you know that this is not your final home.
Join in praying that this timely podcast reaches and transforms immigrants in the most difficult circumstances.
Jesus Christ is your hope, your only hope, no matter what situation you are living.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.